balance for an instant. In that moment, the red horse jumped again, coming down with all four hooves on top of it, then jumped away. Broken, it screamed at them, helpless. But Pox had no time to kill it. Her squires were driven back into a knot around the dead pack horse. Leith fought on foot. Surya's horse was lame, hobbling on three legs. Escariel and Garrus tried to protect them, but one of the other riders carried a hooked lance, long enough to reach past their guard. She saw blood on all of them, and had no time to worry whether it was theirs or the horse's. The rider she had wounded could still fight, but Pox went on to the others. She had to get that lance away. Before she could attack, two of them turned, leaving the lance-bearer to immobilize her squires. Both of them howled at her, screams of threat meant to terrify. "Gird the protector!" Pox yelled back. "The High Lord's power is with us!" She charged one of the two directly, knowing that opened her quarter to the other, but trusting the red horse to jump when necessary. The one she charged fell back, luring her away from the squires. She knew better than that. She spun the red horse on his hocks and caught the second a solid blow across the chest as he tried to attack from behind. His armor rang and he rocked in the saddle. His horse rushed by. Pox spun again to meet the first rider blade to blade. Her horse reared, driving onto the other horse's neck with both front hooves. Pox deflected a blow that would have severed tendons and stabbed for the rider's neck. He flinched and parried wildly. Under the pointed chin of his face guard was a gap above the body armor. As the horses squealed and fought, the weight of the red bearing the other down, Pox stabbed again for this gap. The rider tried to lean away just as his horse staggered, backing away from the red but falling to one side. The rider lost his seat and fell half under his mount. But as the red horse reared away, Pox felt a heavy blow on her back that nearly unseated her. Her left arm fell from the reins useless, and she felt the pain tingle in her fingers. Just in time, she got her sword in place and met the first rider. He was a skillful swordsman, and strong. Pox felt every exchange all the way to her shoulder. From the corner of her eye, she saw the rider she had wounded ride up slowly. He sagged to one side, but still held his weapon. "Ward of Falk," she heard from one of the squires. "Gird," she called in reply. "Gird and Falk, the High Lord's champions." Her blade rang on the others, again and again. The red horse shifted. Pox thrust at the wounded rider, opening a gash on his leg. Now the other. She aimed a slash at his neck. He jerked aside, swinging for her face. Suddenly Escariel was there, swinging hard at the rider's back. When he turned on Escariel with that voice of fear, Pox thrust deep in his side. He slid from the saddle. His own horse trampled him. Pox slammed into the wounded rider again, blow after blow, until he too lay in the blood-stained snow. Now the lance-bearer was alone. But he did not flee. He backed his horse a few steps and swung down his lance, facing Escariel. "Get back," said Pox urgently. "Pray and get back." He stared at her. A bolt of light shot from the lance, catching Escariel full in the chest. He fell without a cry. Quick as a snake's tongue, the rider turned the lance on the others, standing in shocked stillness. Pox had already sent the red horse forward in great bounds, but she could not intercept the bolt that struck Garrus from the saddle. The lance swung toward her. The rider mouthed the same dread words. Pox called out, and a light sprang from her sword to meet the other. The noise of that meeting shook her ears. Then she was close enough to strike directly. At the first touch of his weapon on hers, Pox knew she faced one whose powers would test her limits. Back and forth they fought, their horses trampling the snow to a stained rag. Again and again, Pox never